Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. Welcome to the Ron Rex Show. How are we all doing this evening? Well, this morning now. It's midnight, April the 2nd. Wow. Glad Easter's over. It was a busy weekend for me. But I want to get to talk about a little bit something about these free cell phones. Wow. and we're paying for it. Apparently they're saying that we are paying cell phone users or paying to give the other poor people phones, which I really have not much of a problem with that. But the government is kind of pushing this system, and I'm kind of wondering what is it really all about. You know, because we just got done with the cuts. We just got, you know, we just got done dealing with. So we cut out $85 billion, and we added $1 billion of a program that could be fraudulently attacked and, you know, use its government corporate money. Why would the government buy you a cell phone? What sense does that make? I mean, people need phones, I get it. But there's so many phones out there now, you could ask anybody to let you borrow their phone. I mean, we've got rid of the pay phones. You don't see those around much anymore. I haven't seen one, God knows when. So cell phones wiped that out. But in the long run, cell phones are more convenient. There's a lot of good reasons to have a cell phone. There really is. I mean, emergencies, stuff like that. They ought to put a life alert out of work since cell phones are pretty well more convenient to have. But I've been doing some reading, and I looked it up, and I said, well, let's take a little research on a cell phone deal. I'm kind of thinking, well, they can't track them because they don't have the RFID chips implanted in you yet, but they give you a cell phone, and you'd be more than happy to take that to be tracked because, you know, every cell phone's got a GPS system in it, so they can track whatever you do. But the point on this subject, I'm going to read a little bit something to you here, and we'll just go ahead and open up the phone lines and let anybody come in. And I see my friend Antoinette's in here. Hi, Antoinette. How are you doing this evening, dear? I'm glad the kids got you a cell phone. Welcome to the chain gang. That's what I call it. I feel like I'm chained to this phone. I need to get it removed. But anyway, until then. Anyway, let's go a little bit into this and, you know, this news article here real quick and see what it's all about. Maybe get a little understanding. We might think President Obama's free cell phone program is an urban myth. Thanks to a YouTube showing of Obama supporters bragging about it at the campaign rally in September. The program, however, is quite real. And according to the forms we have obtained, easier to qualify for. The federal program provides free cell phones was a place well before Obama took office. But critics point out this administration's promotion of the billion-dollar program has led to a sharp increase in everybody's getting into it. and it fails. However, the address most important criteria, where those using it actually need it or actually have a cell phone, already have a cell phone, as a result in high rise of fraud and cost, all covered by a free fee paid by current cell phone users. So when you pay your cell phone bill, look on the, what you're paying for, because you're paying for this. Absolutely. It's the program is called the Life Assistance Program, federally funded, intended to give anyone receiving government assistance the opportunity to receive free cell phone services. Cell phones are provided by various federal-approved companies that vary from state to state. While most individuals who qualify for the program are contacted with details of the service, others can visit website servers like providers like SafeLink Wireless to sign up. A reader in Texas has provided to us forms he received from SkyLink Wireless who had received information from the government. The individual who provided the forms is currently on Medicaid and is previously unaware of the program until he received a letter offering the service. According to the forms, SafeLink Wireless has been provided with his name and address, as well as the type of federal assistance he receives. He only needs to complete the form and mail it to receive the phone. SafeLink is part of the company that sells pay-as-you-go track phones, including with the application with a flyer with the words, get a free cell phone. 250 free minutes every month and 200 bonus minutes free. It also promises free unlimited inbound text messages and interactive daily health alert messages. The flyer did not elaborate as it would what the letter term meant. The application itself already had the reader's name and address printed on it, as well as the type of federal assistance he received. He was required to conform the following points. He was participating in a federal government program listed in his form. If he no longer received federal aid, he would notify SafeLink within 30 days. He also expected to notify SafeLink if someone else in his household signed up for SafeLink services, or if he had no longer qualifies for the program. He has to rectify his eligibility for SafeLink program at any time, and failing to do so could terminate the termination of service. He would also notify SafeLink of a change of address within 30 days. Only one person per household would sign up for SafeLink service. So, wow, what a way to go. Ain't that something? They already know you. They already know everything about you. They know what the service you're getting. Whatever federal fund, food stamps, Social Security, whatever, Medicaid, Medicare, what have you. So there you go. You know, wow. I mean, it's just kind of strange. It's a strange thing. I even stated that when Obama, you know, got rid of analog television, you know, went straight to digital, and they gave a free converter box. You know, well, kind of free. You had to pay a little bit of money for it, but they gave you like a $40 discount, you know, or credit card-like thing. Get some money card. But, you know, that was kind of strange to me, too. And then they had the safe fire rings and cigarettes. Well, that's right off the fact was dangerous. I no longer smoke prepackaged cigarettes because of that aspartate cold polymer ring that's in it, which is actually carpet glue. And I just don't smoke them. It's kind of odd. It's kind of a strange system. Like I said, where we're cutting this budget and then we're doing this. What is the reason? What does it do? Because if you're cutting a budget, why would you want people to have phone access to an ambulance when the medical system is going broke? You know, it don't make no sense. They ain't going to get the best care they can. It seems like too many things are getting goofier as they go along. And I don't seem to understand them myself. I mean, I'm not an expert in the field of, you know, cell phones and government. I definitely don't want to be an expert of. I just do more research in court systems and stuff, that part of politics. But it's the same thing. It's the same thing wherever you go. I tell you, it's just something else. What's next is the question. Anyway, I got a caller on the line. I'm going to bring him on in.
Oh, well,
how you doing?
Good evening. Good early morning, Brian. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing, Antoinette?
I'm all right. Well, it's good to hear you. I'm glad that you decided to have a show.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what's up with our boy Perry. I didn't, you know, I hadn't heard him
on
air
for
3 days
know.
Now, so I was like wondering about him, man. What's up, brother, you know?
Yeah, I sent him an email, and, you know, and I let him know that we were concerned about him.
Right. I hope he's all right, man, you know.
I hope so also.
I'm trying
but
to get everything
phone,
set up. Go
the,
premium for
the
Charlie.
Television, that analog thing, that started at, in the Bush era. But remember,
yeah,
it went into effect under Obama. But
right.
It started under Bush, where they were getting it ready then, you know, they were sending out the things for the televisions and stuff then, that coupon or whatever it was.
Right.
And then it
went
into effect under Obama. But
right.
I loved my analog television because I had a little black and white one that I just loved.
Uh-huh.
And it was battery operated and you know, so I could take it outside, you know, just and the electric went out. Still had my television because it ran over batteries.
I remember those.
The
news. Yeah. The little black and white TVs are no bigger than, I mean, the size of a router. You know, they were small.
Yeah, I loved them.
Small ones. Mm-hmm.
Because
I
just
felt
one. As though that, Lord, what happened? I think I lost you.
Oh, am I still there?
On your show. I'm not on there. Wait a minute. Oh, yes, I am. I see it now.
Okay.
But yeah, I just loved them. They were just perfect. You know, it was perfect for the kitchen. It was just perfect.
Very
and
handy.
I just
love
my black and white
watcher.
Television. So now there's no television in the kitchen because I don't want the little color television because it just doesn't seem right to have a color television in the kitchen.
Well, they never gave the thought of giving a battery-powered digital inverter for the older small TVs. You still had to have 110 power to power it.
Yeah, and I just loved them. As I said, I missed that little television because I was able to, you know, if I was sitting out back, I could just take it and, you know, and sit outside and still have it on or whatever. And I said, now I guess they just want you to carry the laptops or the cell phones and watch it on your cell phone or on the laptop.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it's changed so much as far as, you know, free air. I mean, digital's free, kind of. And, of course, you know, you get more channels, but when I did mine, and because I don't have cable, I don't care about cable or satellite and all that crazy stuff. So I'm tired of watching the same old thing over and over again. Tired of it.
Yeah.
So I said, ain't no sense in paying money, so I mean, watch it. Because I'm on the internet most of the time.
I am too. But I have it when my grandchildren come over, you know, especially my granddaughter, because she has to watch her.
Yeah, Adora, I was thinking about that.
Whatever.
Oh,
other
the
stuff
Explorer,
they have. SpongeBob.
My granddaughter, she's, I got her hooked on public television. She hates it, you know. But, you know, she goes, you know, Grandpa, look. I said, no, you look. That's what I want you to do. You're 6 years old now. And I know
she's a year older than my granddaughter.
Oh, is she? Yeah, right on.
Yeah, my granddaughter will be 6 in September.
Yeah, they grow like weeds. I mean,
I know, like so fast. It just.
So you're walking and talking now. I'm feeling older because of it, just looking at you.
Yeah. Has your granddaughter had to talk with you about the things that they have now that you didn't have when you were a child?
Well, she's never got into that.
My granddaughter felt so sorry for me.
Yeah, you know, I've never came up with the factor that I had to walk to school 5 miles in snow and summer clothes.
Oh, God, I never said that. But, you know, the cell phones and the cell phones and the computers and stuff like that. And, you know, and she said, Grandma, what did you do? And I told her, I climbed the trees and got apples. And she was like, Grandma, your daddy didn't get you an apple? Your parents didn't go to the store and buy you a bag of apples? You know, the tree was right there. You know, we climbed the tree.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah,
oh, Grandma, I'm so sorry that your daddy wouldn't.
Nowadays, so far disconnected from nature, it ain't funny.
Yeah.
You know,
she has the apps on those
anymore.
Little things where she can plant a garden and do everything and cook and, you know, so with me, you know, it's, okay, let's go outside. And, you know, she's been doing gardening for years now, you know, since she was about two. So, you know, last year I started my grandson on it. So, you know, okay, you know how to do it on the app and everything else, but she also knows how to really do it, you know, where she plants the seeds and, you know, she knows exactly where she has her things planted at, and don't go near there.
I think every kid should learn that, really, you know.
Yeah,
I
think
like my granddaughter,
so too.
She watches what I do. She gets out there with me. And yesterday she was at a, you know, Easter get-together with her other family, and we had a big major event happen here at my house, you know.
That's good.
It wasn't good at all.
Yes, it was.
No, it was a miserable day. Horrible, the horrible day.
No, I had my grandchildren with me yesterday, and it was really fun.
Well,
but, Ron, it goes to show your children are different today. Now, I had put money in the little egg things, and, you know, and then some I had candy. Well, Lord, they both of them, they got to shaking them, and And, you know, when they came to the one with money there, it's like, oh, this is money. They didn't even open it. They just threw it down and kept going for the other ones.
Wasn't that candy? Going for the sugar. No.
Yeah.
No, yesterday.
Like, wow, you would think they'd be interested in the money. Nope.
They better be interested in money. But no.
Yeah, but they weren't thinking about that.
No, they were thinking about that sugar, man. That candy.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, but then I also got them, you know, little toys and stuff like that where.
Right.
Put that in their basket. Puzzles.
Not
and
all candy.
I didn't buy a whole lot of candy. No, they were more excited over pretzels and stuff like that. The candy, they didn't really touch it. You know, it was just that it was there. They knew it was there.
Right,
You know, but I got them puzzles and crowns and, you know, and things like that. And I try to do more things like that and put it in there, you know, and just get them like a piece or two of candy. Because Lord knows, I don't want them hyper and jumping around me.
No, send them home to their folks like that.
Then I'll be getting a phone call. Mom, look what you did.
Yeah, of course. And
getting it from both ends. You know, both ends.
Yeah.
Both of them calling me. Both sons.
Yeah.
Mom.
But my day yesterday, I'm sorry, was bad. I don't care. There's no way of helping me. It started out nice. Beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Temperature was nice, about 70 degrees here in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was invited to an Easter dinner. Okay, great. I'll be there. And some friends live up towards town. So I went over there for Easter dinner. Sit down, ate, you know, and I was there for about maybe 40 minutes, and I had to leave. I got a phone call, and a buddy of mine, he goes, hey, Ron, are you sitting down? I said, yeah, what's up? He goes, you want to hear some good news or some bad news? I said, I don't know. Give me either one. Doesn't matter, does it? He goes, yeah, I think you'll really be concerned about this. I said, what's the deal, man? He goes, well, you want the bad news? I said, well, I guess so. He goes, well, I got no good news. I don't think that's bad news. And I said, that's nice. What do we got, man? He goes, your mules are out.
Your mules?
I said, my what? My mules.
Oh, your mules.
My mules.
Yes.
They are out of the gate. They're out of
the
gate.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Trust me. It's a lot, you know. So, you know, I said, my friend's house is having us dinner. And I said, well, I have some bad news. I have to go. Like,
my goodness.
So I had to jump in my truck and race home. And everybody's fishing for white bass right now. So, you know, the lake and the creek goes along the road to my house.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people fishing. And I had to drive slow through there because I could have just hit people if I would have really got onto it. But, you know, I got home. And, you know, my wife is out there. My buddy's out there. And they're trying to find them. And the fence broke on it. What happened? One of the panels broke loose on it.
Mm-hmm.
So they got out. So they got to graze out in the green grass for quite a while. But they took off. They went over to the neighbor's property. So.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
No, it's not. You know, 850-pound mules. But we got them.
Cool.
We caught them.
Oh, well, that's good.
Got them back. But, you know, thank God for four-wheelers. One, you know, the newer inventions nowadays is the four-wheeler.
Yeah.
Before they were invented, you had to run for them. They can run faster than you. So, but yeah, we got them back in, got the fence fixed and everything. That was how my day was.
At least you got them before they did any more damage.
Right, yeah, that's the thing. They can do some damage. Especially the highway that runs by the house here, but it's not a highway, you know?
Right.
But people have a tendency to fly down it. And if they would hit one, then I'd be liable for that. You know, I'd lose the mule, then two, I'd have to pay for the car.
Yeah,
you know,
so.
All right.
Just gave me something to do.
Yeah, I definitely got my exercise, and I got my arms are all chewed up in the barbed wire fence. I had to go through and everything to get one.
It just helped you so that you just wouldn't sit around and eat all day.
Well, that wasn't my plan, really, but no. that was the plan, but it just didn't work out that way for me. But, yeah, they're all safe and they're not hurt. I'm hurt. They're fine.
But at least they didn't hurt your pockets too much.
Yeah, right. But my friends want to send me home a plate of food, too. I'm like, well, you know, I got time. I got to go. I got money running loose out there. But that was my Easter. So I was mule hunting instead of Easter egg hunting yesterday. That was my plan for the day. It was fun. But anyway, I was on the deal, these cell phones, you know. Wow, I mean, how much more money do they get to waste and cut things out and throw this in? It just ain't making no sense anymore. It's completely lost me.
No, I don't get it. But
you know,
as I said, see, I don't understand the whole purpose of my children making sure that I have one. And then they got me this phone, and I'm sitting there for 3 hours trying to figure this thing out.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And this is
shame. Once you get it all figured out, that one will break, and you'll need a new one.
Oh, see, don't say that. And, and it's an Android, you know, so, and you do everything with your finger, and because it's a touch screen or something, you know, and I'm like, why do I need this?
It's because you're getting part of
modern society. And then when I found out how much it was a month, you know, I said, well, what do I have a house phone for? You know, because it's unlimited everything. I said, I don't need the house phone. I don't need to pay for internet. Why am I doing all of this?
Exactly.
And they're like, no, Mom, don't cut your services. Just keep the phone this way you have both. I'm like, y'all could have just gave me the money. I could have paid my bills, put it toward my bills. You know, $50-some
like
a month so y'all can know where I am. That's basically all it is. You know, because they're like, well, Mom, this way, when you go out, then we can call instead of, you know, we're worrying and we can't find you. And, you know, after we talk to each other, then everybody shows up there looking for you.
Right.
Well, Lord, I don't go looking for them like that.
I mean,
I thought I was the one that was older than them. I had them.
But I think it's good that the kids are thinking of you that way, you know, what they're trying to do. But there's, you know, I mean, the thing, I can't say, well, you know, I have internet service and I have a cell phone, too. You know, I got to be connected all the time. But, the bad part about them is, like, you know, say I have your cell phone number, okay?
Yeah.
And I call you up and I'm just talking to you, you know, so is it good deals at the store? How do you know I'm at the store? Because I'm watching your phone walk. I'm tracking your phone. I know where you're at right now. You know, your Costco's or Sam's Club or Walmart, wherever, you know what I'm saying?
Watching.
Right now you're in the ladies section. You ever had the children's toys? So what's up with that?
What
are we getting there? You see what I mean? That's what it's all about. You know, a lot of people, what do you mean you can track phones like that? Yeah, you can track phones like that.
Yeah, I know you can
track. I mean, there's hundreds of service stuff to get. Oh, yeah. And the police use them. You know, well, you say you weren't near where your phone was. You know.
I also said,
it's
look, it's
a
good
thing
I'm not a criminal.
Well, yeah, exactly. But hope a criminal gets your phone, go take it out of bank. You know, you was at the bank when a robbery took place at that certain exact time. Cameras proven it, showed it that there. We couldn't make out the picture, but we knew your phone was there. You know, so you're not even a customer. So, the privacy thing is the issue, I mean, really.
Yeah, and that's true. It's, you know, privacy. That's
why is the government giving personal information away to these cell phone companies? Where they can send you a flyer with your name and what type of service, you know, assistance you're getting. What is it their business to have that information? That's a third party.
Yeah, which they have no right to have that.
But that's the part of the corporate takeover talk about. You know, the way it is. You know, they're not thinking of us, the people, to give us the money. You know, why give us the phone? You know, why don't you help us in some other way? You know, get a program to take that money to do something with it to help people. As far as tracking them goes, that's insane. The other point of it is that you're talking about the fraudulent part of it, anybody can go get one. You know, just because you get a flyer. I mean, as a matter of fact, last Friday, when I was driving through town, there's these people had this little tent booth set up thing, giving them away, one of those deals. You know, free wireless phone, free service, you know, right there, right in the bank parking lot. And I said, I wish I had my camera and took a picture of it, because, you know, how convenient, at the bank, you know, the bank parking lot.
Yeah, how about it? Wow.
So.
Okay, so if you can go to the bank, then what do you need with a free cell phone?
Well, yeah, but it's like, you know, two government entities there, the bank
and
free phones. You know, they're working the same parking lot.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
So you come in and you get the money, and we want to see where you're going to spend it at.
Oh, yeah. That's why everything, you get, you know, a check now. From the government, any type you, they got all on card. You had to put in your bank account or whatever. and they see where you spend it. You know, if you go to Walmart or drugstore or whatever, if you do it that way, some people just pull the cash out. That's what they do.
Yeah, which I think is the best. I don't know, because, see, I don't like walking around with cash. I don't like having cash in the house or anything.
I mean, I only carry a certain amount with me anyway, you know.
Yeah.
But I, there again, don't keep much money in the bank either. You know, I just
And that's not good either.
It's not in the house, but it's around the house. You know?
Right, which is a good way to do it. Yeah, that's
right. Like on Perry's show, you have a hard time finding it. Right.
Yeah, but that's the way how it's supposed to be.
That's
the way how it's supposed to be. Look, that's the way how country folks used to always do it, you know, back in the day.
Yep.
They didn't keep their money in no bank. They kept it, you know, around the house.
Right.
Somewhere
right.
where they knew where it was, but it wasn't easy access to anyone
else.
Well,
I got mine outside, you know, outside in the woods, but, you know, in case there's a house fire, you know, don't get burned up or I lose it, you know. And it, by the, but I'm looking at the part when I came, went to the, do the bank research thing after my bank took me for 12 grand. I got to thinking, well, you know, wait a minute. If it's in there anyway, it ain't making much interest. So what's the difference of it being in the ground? You know, what's the difference?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, nothing's going to be able to eat through what I got it in, so it ain't going to matter. So, I, you know, it's senseless. Even though it's going to be worthless shortly, I'm sure. The money won't be worth
it.
Yeah,
I am too. I have to agree with you on that. I don't think it's
like I told you, the two best things to invest in to barter with is alcohol and tobacco. That's my property. And I grow it. So I grow tobacco, that you know, on my farm here. But it's just, you know, that's something that's going to be guarded. You know, it's going to be watched if it comes down to that, you know. People got that nicotine they want. It. You know, the plant has its own natural nicotine, you know. But they add a lot to it. They add more nicotine to it as they process cigarettes, of course, you know.
Yeah, I had seen a documentary where they, after they had cut it down and everything, then they took it and they sprayed it with all these chemicals.
That's how you get a flavor, you know, the flavoring part. You know, how does a Cool stay tasting like a Cool? How does a Marlboro taste like a Marlboro? It's because it's all added. It's actually, tobacco is chewed up into a powder and turned into a paste, and they roll it out in paper and they shred it. If they add all the chemicals to it. That's how the process works. Yeah, ain't that crazy?
Yeah, thank you for telling me this while I'm smoking a cigarette.
Okay, well, if you like that carpet glue answer, that's, you know, yeah, when you get to that burn ring there, it starts to go out and the cherry falls off and your house catches on fire. Which, matter of fact,
don't
the
say my
are
house
showing,
is going to catch on fire.
Well, cigarettes cause 5,000 house fires, so they put this fire ring in, and now it's 15,000. Try to figure.
Yeah.
They prevented 5,000, they added on 10 more thousand houses burn up.
Yeah, wasn't that very...
But the fire does fall off them cigarettes.
Yeah,
it ever had to happen to you? Well, there you go.
Yeah,
before
usually mine go out before they even have a chance to even do anything, because I don't smoke fast enough, I guess.
Right.
So they go out.
Right. Usually they're supposed to go out. That's what they're supposed to be. But there are times when they just fall off. The cherry, the hot coal falls off of it, and there you go. You have ignition. So that's what I'm saying. The whole idea of them, Obama having them do that was to stop fires. But it didn't. It ain't working out very good. And it's not good for you anyway. You know, acetate coal polymer, come on, it's glue.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, I'd rather tack the carpet down on my deck with it than into my boat.
Yeah, I was trying to explain that to my son. He says, no, it's not, Mom. No, it's not. But
look,
I think that's because he's a smoker, too.
Look it up.
Which I never wanted them to do. I never wanted my children to smoke.
Mm-mm. But go to YouTube and type in FSC. FSC, it's on your pack of cigarettes, by either used by the UPC code.
Uh-huh.
The FSC.
Yeah,
Fire
I showed them the code.
Compliance. Uh-huh.
And,
go to YouTube and type it in and take a look at the videos. That'll get you a little better understanding. Wikipedia, too, same thing, either one. You know, look, there it is. What is it is? And that's what it is. Glue. Glue. Glue it to your lung.
I'm scared to even look at it.
Well, I got 10 seconds left. If you want to talk, call in now, because we'll still be on for a while, but after 10 seconds, no more airtime. And I'm off the air. Just me and you, Antnet.
Oh, okay. No one else called in, because there was someone in there.
Yeah, it seems to be a guest in the chat room. But I was, you know, I didn't know it was up with Perry and everything. That's what I was wondering.
I don't know. I hope he's all right. Well, I'm sure they're probably all right. I'm pretty sure they're probably just
probably
on vacation
too.
Or, you know, holiday time. They may just be wore out from yesterday.
Yeah, a lot of people had a lot of get-togethers yesterday.
Yeah.
I was just wondering about him. I said, well, you know, I was going to schedule a little earlier because I'm working on this premium service going.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to get my audio clips and all this stuff together. And then I've been so busy, too, the past 3 days. It's been crazy here. And, then, you know, so summer's coming. I mean, spring is here and it's warming up. My people are trying to book me for a lot of festivals this year, and I don't want to do them and, you know, all that. But, I mean, I'll do a few. I got one the 4th of July. I got one in September, I know. But I just try to book me in between all that and do different shows. So, man, my schedule's looking ugly already.
Yeah. Well, you'll have a lot to talk about.
Well, I'm going to play music. But I'll play music and I'll do some seminars too. And, you know, just the organic farmers, I do them. A lot of organic, what do they call them, collectives?
Yes.
Which I'm talking about renewable power and organic gardening and all that good stuff. A lot of preppers. I get preppers that call me all the time. You know, like old Smith Fix, you know, he's another one of preppers. But, you know, that's great. Do what you want to do, but that ain't what I do it for. And I explain it to him, I don't do this for this reason, you know.
Yeah.
I do it for economic reasons.
That doesn't matter because they'll take that anyway.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about that? That oil spill in Arkansas that they said, I think they said it was coming from Canada.
Right, that's that big pipeline that they said never got put together into there.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. Didn't hear about that. You know, you remember talk about it, we never heard it got completed.
You know, I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, but I mean, they talked about it a few years back about this big pipeline going from Canada to here. And it had a lot of opposition on it and never heard nothing about it, ever getting done, completed, started, nothing. I didn't hear nothing, you know.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there's a leak in Arkansas. Well,
yeah, and they say that it's from that.
From, right, yeah. Yeah, see, that's, you know.
Yeah.
What else do we not know? You know, then the drones came out.
Oh, I'm sure it's a lot that we don't know.
Right.
Lord knows, I don't think I want to know. I don't know. You know how you want to know, but you don't want to know?
Right. Because you don't want the surprise when it does come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But media, one thing I learned about the media, they do screw up, you know.
Oh, of course.
You know, they talk about things they shouldn't have talked about, and that's where when they screw up, that's good. It's like when Building 7 got dropped in New York City. You know, a lot of people, blah, 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 blah. But BBC was broadcasting on camera, recording, and they then said that it dropped already and was still behind her. The building's still standing, you know.
Mm.
I'm like, okie dokie. So, that goes to show, well, okay. That kind of adds to the pile for the side that says it didn't happen the way they said.
Yeah.
But it don't matter. It seems like you have enough evidence to prove innocence, but you're still found guilty, you know?
Yeah.
You need 10 times more to weigh out, you know, that part. And, you know, I see it in the courts all the time. It's psychotic. It gets, I mean, the lying, fraudulent way they do things in government is insane. And that's why I hate going to court anymore, because, I mean, I've been fighting a case. We finally get done last Friday, and it's over. Thank God.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, I mean, it was just, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, this case has been going on for 3 years.
Ooh.
A minor misdemeanor. but the state would not let it go. I mean, they just, you know, they had to be pounded to the dirt. You know, I mean, just pounded to the dirt.
And then they just like to see you. They like to see you, Ron.
Is that what it is?
They love for you to come in. They just want your attention.
Well, I give them to them all they want. I don't, you know, because one, I don't fear them. I don't give a shit. They work for me. I'm their boss.
Yeah.
And I let them know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I pay the taxes. I pay the money. And I want what I pay for. And that's why I see it. And, you know, I mean, Rob, you know, our state slogan, the Show Me State. Show me. And they hate that. They hate that to prove yourself. But that's what you want people that, you know. Most of everybody going to jail is a volunteer. A straight up volunteer. Because on every statement you give to the police, it's a voluntary statement.
Yeah.
It does it on top. Voluntary statement.
Yes, it does.
You just gave it to them what they wanted after they stabbed you and beat you and made you say it.
Yeah.
It's a voluntary statement, you know. And I told the cops that. You have to beat it out of me. And then you beat me, still ain't getting shit. Because it just ain't happening. It ain't the way it went. I'm not going to say it the way you want it. I'm not working this world for you. That's your personal problem and agenda. It has nothing to do with mine. And, you know, I still the corporate things up at them, too, and they hate that. You know, judges hate it. Prosecutors hate it. Some lawyers hate it. Because I consider mostly involved with the scams. They really are.
Yeah, that is so true.
Yeah.
But that's
like,
the way how they like to run things.
Yeah, it's money. Whoever has
but
more
money. But they want people
to
be honest, but they're dishonest.
Right, exactly. Right. Matter of fact, we got an issue coming up tomorrow. Both today, they're voting for a library tax.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they want to add a library tax to us. And I'm like, well, a lot of people are protesting against it. You know, not no library tax. Well, it ain't going to be what you want.
No.
It's going to go through if they want it. That's the way it works, you know.
Yes.
But, you know, they say people are voting for it. And I don't trust voting anymore. Unless it's by my paper. You know,
I don't. I stopped that.
Vote.
I didn't vote the last election. I said
I didn't either.
I said I'm done. You know, I'm done with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
well,
you know, it's just a waste of time.
Why is it the driver's license place here? You know, renewing my stuff. You know, my ID and stuff. And they asked me if I was registered to vote, and I said, no, I'm not part of the Communist Party.
Oh, they love
ladies,
that, didn't they?
She goes, what? I said, I'm not part of the Communist Party. I'm not a fascist. I'm not into that. I'm not, you know, I don't care.
Yes.
It's just, it's you, you know, you think a vote counts, but you're a sheeple. You don't know it, don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Electoral College got to play the game, they get to decide. It's like a poll. It's not more, no, it ain't voting anymore. It's like a poll taken. But then you got these computers that have been manipulated and controlled by somebody else, and you don't know. So look at the Bush, you know, when the Bush won down in, was Florida.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that right there tells you something wrong. That has never been that close of a margin, you know, by one, two vote deal. No. In Electoral College, you know, they made decisions. They thought, what, the other guy won.
Yeah, I believe they made that decision before they even had the vote even come in.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they already decide who they want. They know who they want to win, so
right.
It's just to let you think that you're a part of something. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, you're actually right. I believe it. Well, I see it. You know, it's the believing and seeing are two different things, you know. It's when you add them both together, that's where it gets bad. And that's what I've seen. This is crazy.
Yeah,
those corporations are in control of this.
Yeah, that's why I said, oh, I don't want no parts of it. You know, it's going to be whoever. It's going to be president. It's going to be president. You know, however they want the game to be played, they're going to do it.
Right. And that's
and
the way
no
it is.
And there's no point in me sitting there, you know. Oh, my, excuse me. Running around and, you know, being all caught up into it. You know, I said, oh, I'm done. I'm just done with it.
Yeah, I mean, I used to, you know, think it was a great thing back when I was younger, you know.
Yeah.
The election, the people get to vote, and they get to decide. And
yeah.
Well, you know, and I came to the point one day, I was at the voting poll, getting ready to vote, and I actually stopped. I said, what am I doing? Wait a minute. This ain't right. Something's wrong with the picture here.
Mm-hmm.
And I left. I didn't vote. I just walked away. I said, no, these people believe this bullshit. It's turned into bullshit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's, then we get these people asking, well, are you going to vote? And, of course, you know, when election time comes, my local politicians, my state representative lives out here by me, you know, here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've never locked horns yet. I've never talked to him. I mean, I've met him a couple times, but never gotten into talking politics with him. But it's coming. I'm actually calling him and questioning him and, you know, and say, hey, look, you work for me. You're my rep, man. You're supposed to represent me, the people, you know.
Yeah.
Why are these prosecutors and these judges and these corporations doing this to us? I need them answers. You know, I mean, are you aware of what's going on? Do you get what the deal is? You know, that's the questions I'm asked, you know. But, I mean, I don't want to, you know, jump on his back too hard, but that's what I do. I mean.
Yeah. My local rep is, you know, she's good. But then also, see, I know her as a, you know, where she became a friend also over the years. And no one runs against her or anything.
Right.
You know, and my daughter and I used to work the polls and, you know, everything. But,
you know, now it's worthless. It ain't there no more, is it? You know?
No, uh-uh.
It just ain't there, you know. And it's, no, I don't, you know, I don't look, they say, you know, when you get older, you learn all this. And I, you know, I don't know about getting older did this to me. I know, because like I said, I wasn't into this. This wasn't my thing, you know.
Yeah.
But it has became my thing.
Yeah, just
it's kind of weird how, yeah, like how, you know, how we evolve into things that we do.
Yeah.
You know, I want to just play music. And that's and record and do what I do, and that was it. That's all I wanted to do, and build my wind turbines. That was my plan.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I get into this, and it just occupies a lot of my time. It does occupy a lot of my time than what I should be doing.
Yeah, I bet it does.
Yeah, but the truth's got to be known. I think people need some type of protection. We're just not getting it no more. I mean,
the jail system,
it's in for the money. It's not nothing to do with rehabilitation.
Well, it's
privatized now,
so they have to keep it running, you know, so they need more. They, you know, now
they
their job
clients.
is
they
got to keep
inventory.
It full.
Right. Yep. They need inventory. And that's, you know, they attack the young men, you know, young men, white, black, they don't matter.
Yeah,
they
don't care. Not just the men, they're going after the females heavy now.
I
remember when you hardly ever heard of females going to jail now.
No.
Lord,
no.
I mean, but of course, they're doing crimes just as rough as the men are.
Well, somewhat, but I think a lot of women that are in there are tied up with guys that are in the drug game a lot of times.
Yeah.
And they get left holding the bags. A lot of them. There's a lot of women.
Yeah,
that go
I can
to
believe that.
For their man.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's a bad call, you know?
Yeah.
It's sad. It's really sad. But there again, I'm always looking at the opposite side, too, though. You know, if you're that stupid to be with the idiot, well, get with
you.
Yeah. You know.
And that's
but
the way
it,
I feel, you know, where you're going to jeopardize your children and everything else, you know, for what?
Well, look at the foster care situation. You know, you got DCFS wants to snatch kids and sell them. It's all about money.
Yeah.
You know, they
Which
have no problem
is.
You going to jail and you losing your kids.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation for them.
Yeah.
You know, one, they got you in jail to make the money off you, plus they just sold the kids.
Yeah.
You know.
And that's why I said
that. An argument the other night on Perry's show was about the, you know, gay people having foster kids and adopting kids and all that stuff. You know, why not?
Oh, no, I don't
They
want
got
that.
Money. They got money. It don't matter what you are. That's the
Yeah,
that's
but
the bad
I
part.
Don't think that's wholesome. I mean,
no,
if you're going to be gay,
no.
then you be gay, but I don't think that you need to. Bring children into the relationship.
Right. Children don't need to be sucked
Not
into
Not into your house. You know, that's just unwholesome.
Right.
Now, as far as what you do, that's your business. And, you know, Lord, there's nothing I can do about it. But, I mean, there's nothing I can do about bringing children in, but I don't have to like it.
Right. Well, like I said, Aunt Ned, it's against the law of nature.
Yeah.
You know, it's extremely against that. I don't care about these crying. I want rise, blah, blah, blah. You know, because it don't make no sense. You know,
no,
when Martin Luther King spoke,